Praise God. We're going to go to page number 2. It is so good to be here today. I've got some exciting stuff to share. Glory to God. Page number 2. And the very first song on page number 2. Amen. God sent His Son. They call Him Jesus. He came to love, heal and forgive. He lived and died to buy my pardon and in declare my Savior. Now you see, I got it. Now I ought to do my thing here. Amen.
Amen.
Count your blessings, and one by one. When upon life billows you are tempest tossed, when you are discouraged, thinking all is lost. Send them one by one, and it will surprise you that the Lord hath done. Count your blessings, send them one by one. Count your blessings, sing with God and love. Count your blessings, sing with one by one. Count your many blessings, sing with God. Are you ever burdened with a load of care? Does it cross you heavy you are called to bear? Count your many blessings, every doubt will fly, and you will be singing as the days go by. Count your blessings.
We are going to page number 5. Page number 5, and the very first song, His Name is Wonderful. His Name is Wonderful. You all know that song. Praise the Lord. And we're confessing something that's real. His Name is definitely wonderful. Praise God. Amen. And we're going to talk about what we say today. And so to say that His name is wonderful is a wonderful thing. Would you like a song sheet?
Sure.
Sure. Let me go to page number 5 here. And the very first song on this page, His name is what? Yeah, there we go. Amen. Yes.
His name is wonderful. His name is wonderful. His name is wonderful.
It's on page number 6 and song number 15, if you're looking at song numbers. There is joy in serving Jesus. Amen. And now you remember what else the Bible says about joy? You remember the Bible says the joy of the Lord is our strength. Amen. And so we want a lot of joy. Isn't that right?
Yes.
Get stronger and stronger with joy. Woo! Joy! Amen. There is joy in serving Jesus.
There is joy in serving Jesus
as I journey on my way.
Joy that fills my heart with praises every hour and every day. There is joy, 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 Jesus, I joy that brought you in my heart. Every moment, every hour, as I draw upon His power, there is joy.
Serving Jesus. Yeah. You know, there is joy in speaking the right words. Amen. How we talk. And you know, you probably know this. I mean, it just seems like when you go to church, then you have a certain, like a church language, you know. Yeah. You just say all the right things, know what to say. But then it seems like it all changes, you know. Yeah. Then it goes back just to kind of how you really are. You know, quote unquote, how you really are. But now, how you really are ought to be how you speak according to the Word of God. That ought to be how you really are. There shouldn't be any difference between. I mean, you shouldn't have to think about when I go to church now. Let's see, how am I supposed to talk? That ought to be how you talk all the time.
Yes.
And just normal for you, you know, just normal. And so now, I've got this verse that I want to read to you. And I'm telling you now, I just got a new revelation on this word this morning. I mean, seriously. The Bible is a living word.
Yes,
and you continue to read the word, and there's new revelation, seems like, comes out of that Bible. Just all the time.
Yeah.
And so now here's this verse that I was looking at. Proverbs 18 and verse number 21. Proverbs 18:21. Death and life are in the power of the tongue.
Yeah.
And those who love it will eat its fruit.
Yes, I mean.
Death and life are in the power of the tongue.
Yes.
And those who love it will eat the fruit.
Yes, sir.
Now, you know, for a long time, well, ever since I can remember, I always used to think, you know, well, death and life, yeah? Huh? We're talking about it. And so, death and life are in the power of the tongue. In other words, what we say. And I always used to think, well, death, you know, that's kind of a negative thing. And then life, that's a real positive thing.
Yes.
And so we need to speak life. But now I got a little different revelation on that. And we're going to talk about that, how death and life are both positive things. I've never seen it like this before.
Yeah.
Amen. And so we're gonna take a look at that. Here's a little clue. Here's a little clue.
Yes.
Now you remember when Jesus spoke to fig tree?
Yes.
He told that fig tree to shrivel and die.
Yes.
Not to eat any fruit of it hereafter.
Yes.
How about that?
Yeah.
Huh? Now was that a positive thing or a negative thing?
Negative.
See? Was that a negative thing?
That was a negative.
So now when Jesus responded, well, we're going to get into this a little bit. I got a song here I want to sing first. We'll get back to this. Amen. We're going to get back to that. Praise the Lord. There's a song that I was asked to sing the next time I come. And here I am. And so I'm going to sing Hotel Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. One night while I was praying, Spirit carried me away to a land of praise and worship far beyond the Milky Way. I saw a crystal palace filled with laughter and with light. Said, Hotel Hallelujah, and we're open day and night. I walked into the lobby, greeted by heavenly host. Said, we have rooms with joy and peace in the Holy Ghost. I heard a choir singing like I've never heard before. Lord, those high praises lifted me up off the floor. Before I knew it, I began to dance.
Oh, yeah.
Felt so fine, I had my hands. I checked in the hotel, hallelujah. I checked in the hotel, hallelujah. Now you can check out if you please, but I don't ever want to leave the hotel, hallelujah, hallelujah. I went down to the restaurant, thought I'd get a bite to eat. Fruits of the spirit are our specialty. And I made in heaven bread of life freshly baked. And for your entertainment, our choir will serenade. Before I do it, my feet begin to dance. Woo! Felt so fine, I had to clap my hands. I checked in the hotel, hallelujah. Check in the hotel, hallelujah. Now you can check out if you please, but I don't ever want to leave the hotel, hallelujah, hallelujah. Dance all night if you please. Shout and sing, I'm free. You won't disturb the peace. Your neighbor is the Holy Ghost. You know he never sleeps. For I do it, my feet begin to dance. Felt so fine, I had to clap my hands. I checked in the hotel, hallelujah. I checked in the hotel, hallelujah. Now you can check out if you please, but I don't ever want to leave the hotel, hallelujah, hallelujah. Before I do it, my feet begin to dance. Felt so fine, I had to clap my hands. Glory to God. We have a good God, don't we? Amen. The Bible says that he meets all of our needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Amen. Boy, I tell you now, that is a good God. I checked in the hotel, hallelujah. I checked in the hotel, hallelujah. Now you can check out if you please, but I don't ever want to leave the hotel, hallelujah, hallelujah. You can check out if you please, I don't ever want to leave the hotel, hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Amen. Hotel, hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, now, I don't ever remember reading anywhere that there's going to be a hotel in heaven. But I can tell you this, once you get to heaven, you're probably not going to want to leave. I can tell you that. And there's that thought right there, you know. Don't ever want to leave. Amen. And I can tell you this, once you discover and walk through your mansion,
yes.
You're not going to want to leave there either, I'm telling you. Glory to God.
Amen.
Yeah. And so we've been looking at this verse here, Proverbs 18 and verse number 21. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat the fruit thereof. Amen. Now think about this. Think about this. You may have had this situation, or you might have known someone who's been in this situation. This big C word, you know, cancer.
Yeah.
You may have had it. You may have it. You might know somebody else that's had it.
Yeah.
Now, when we learn that death and life are in the power of the tongue. Yeah. There are some. Have you ever heard this phrase? Have you ever heard this phrase before? There are some things that just need killing.
Yeah.
And have you ever heard? There's some things that just need killing.
Yeah.
Well, now here, listen to this. Cancer is one of those things that just needs killing.
Yes, I agree.
Isn't that right?
Yeah.
Now, if you were to be able to speak with your mouth and kill cancer, is that a positive thing or a negative thing? Well, I'm telling you, that's about as positive as you can get, isn't it?
Yes.
And so death and life are in the power of the tongue. So now when you speak to something that you don't want around, something that is negative, and you want to get rid of it, and you speak death to it, that can be a positive thing.
Yes.
Isn't that right?
Yes.
Do you remember now, I made a comment about how Jesus spoke to the fig tree, and then the very next day, the disciples, they walked by that same path, and they went down to that fig tree what had happened to that fig tree. And they saw that fig tree was dead, and then it had died from the roots up.
Yes.
Isn't that right?
Yeah.
Now, the disciples, basically, they said this. They said, Jesus, how did you do that? And that's probably a question that we all have. Jesus, how did you do that? And Jesus responded by saying this, have faith in God.
Yes.
Now there are other translations that will say this, have the God kind of faith.
Yes, that's great.
See, have the God kind of faith. In other words, Jesus was saying this, I am merely showing you the power of God,
yes.
And I am showing you things that you can do with your mouth.
Yes.
Have the God kind of faith. And then he said this. He talked about, the very next verse now, he's talking about a mountain.
Yes.
And if there is a mountain in your way, you can speak to the mountain and tell it to be removed. Amen. Now, if you had like cancer or maybe some kind of a disease that doctors say is incurable. Now, if you had something like that, could you call that a mountain in your life?
Yes.
Yes.
And Jesus said, you can speak to that mountain and you can tell it to be removed and be cast into the sea and it will have to obey you. Now, there is death and life in the power of the tongue. There are some things that just need killing.
Yes, sir.
And that is a positive thing. Some things, listen to this now, John 10:10. It's the thief who comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Jesus said, I am come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Amen. And so things that are in your life that are stealing, killing, or destroying, those things need to be removed. See, those things need to be removed. They need to be destroyed. They need to be eliminated from your life. There is death and life in the power of the tongue. All I want is life.
Yes.
See? And if there's something in my way that's destroying my life, I want it removed.
Yes, I do.
And Jesus said, you can speak to your mountain and you can tell it to be gone.
We don't have that power.
We do. That's what Jesus said. I didn't say it. Jesus said it. Jesus said, have the God kind of faith. Speak to your mountain, tell it to be removed, and be cast into the sea, and it has to go. Now, Jesus said, now you see, these things don't come from God. These things that I'm talking about are stealing, killing, destroying. They don't come from God.
That's right.
Now you might phrase this. Sometimes people will say, well, now this is the authority of the believer.
Yes.
This is authority that Jesus has given to the believer.
Yes.
This is authority. Where you can speak to something and you can tell it to be removed in the name of Jesus and it has to go. Now that is not prayer. Now you think about that. You're not praying to God and asking God to remove the mountain. Jesus didn't say that. He didn't say pray to God in the name of Jesus, God will remove the mountain. He didn't say that. He said, you speak to the mountain and tell it that it has to go. You're the one doing that. You are the one that's telling the mountain, or telling the cancer, or telling the sickness, or tell whatever it might be, telling it to go, to be gone in the name of Jesus, and it has to go. That is the authority of the believer. See? Amen. And so, when I saw this verse, death and life are in the power of the tongue, immediately, I began to think about that Mark 11, you see, is what I'm talking about. Mark 11, where Jesus spoke to the fig tree, and then he began to explain to his disciples that there is death and life in the power of the tongue. Right there. You can speak to your mountain, you can tell it to be gone in Jesus' name, and that is not prayer. That is the authority that you and I have as Christians.
Yes.
Huh? Yeah, that's not prayer. He didn't say, pray in the name of Jesus. He said, speak to the mountain. In the name of Jesus. That's right. Speak to the mountain, and it has to go. Now, you know, sometimes because we don't see something immediately happen. See, we're kind of like a microwave society. You know, we just want everything immediately. And if we don't see anything immediately, then we think, well, it didn't happen or it didn't work. But that's not true. We've got to have faith. What's the other word? Faith and patience, and something gets done. You see, in other words, you got to continue to believe in the fact that mountain, if you haven't seen it gone yet, you got to realize that it is going. You got to keep that attitude. If you still see it, well, it is going, and it will be gone, because I'm keeping my faith on it. And I'm not letting go until I see that it's gone.
Yes.
See? Now when I went to Bible school, there were some instructors that said, they called that keep the switch of faith turned on. Keeping the switch of faith turned on. Don't quit your faith when you see that something is not maybe happening the way you think it ought to happen. Or it's not happening as fast as you think it ought to happen, don't stop believing.
24/7?
Well, I guess it didn't work.
24/7?
Now you think about what's coming out of your mouth. You're confessing that you don't believe it worked. And so that's doubt. See? You've got to continue to speak the right words. There is death and life in the power of the tongue. And so what are we saying?
Keep
the switch of faith turned on. Amen. Keep believing, in other words.
24/7, right?
Amen. 24/7. Amen. You know, I had a thought the other day where I just had this, it was a feeling. And it was a physical feeling. I just had this feeling that I was getting sick. Now, we've probably all been there. You know, you just laying there. I was laying in bed getting ready to go to sleep, and I'm thinking, I just don't feel good. Okay, so now we have thoughts that go through our head, but now listen to me. Now you have thoughts that go through your head, but what is going to come out of your mouth? If you hook up your mouth with that thought, then all of a sudden you're going to be saying, "Boy, I think I'm getting sick." And that will open the door for that sickness to come. What are you going to say? So I had this thought in my bed. See, I had this thought, "Boy, I'm not feeling very good. I wonder, you know, am I getting sick?" And I laid there and I thought about that. And I said, "You know what I'm going to choose to say? I am going to choose right at this critical moment, right here, where I have a choice to say something. I am going to say that I am healed. I am healthy and whole." Amen. That God's healing power continues to flow through my body, that health and wholeness are the only thing that can live in this body. Amen. And I'm going to go to sleep tonight, and I'm going to go to good sleep, and I'm going to wake up, and this mountain will be removed.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. Amen. And so I went to sleep that night. That was just a couple nights ago. And I got up the next morning, and I woke up and I said to myself, "Thank you, Jesus." Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Now, see, and this is what we've got to do, is we've got to decide, what are we going to say? Because now this is another thing that I heard going to Bible school. And this might take a little explanation, but here it is. You can't stop a bird from flying over your head, but you sure can stop him from making a nest in your hair.
Yeah.
Now here's the thought. You can't stop thoughts from going through your head. We all have them. Thoughts come from all different kinds of places. We all have thoughts.
Right.
But you don't have to meditate on those thoughts. You can choose what to meditate on. You might have a negative thought. You might have a thought, "Oh, I'm not feeling good," or "I'm depressed," or "I'm down," or whatever that negative thought might be. And then you can say to yourself, "I'm going to choose not to think on that. I'm going to pull out my Bible, and I'm going to start choosing to think on Scripture. And I'm going to pull up Scripture that tells me that I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
That my God supplies all of my needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. That I am the head and not the tail. I am above and not beneath. He meets all of my barns are full." See? And just start making that choice to think on good things. Amen. You might be thinking on some negative things, and then you got to make a choice and say, "You know what? I'm going to think on good things." Let's go back here. Mark 11:23. "For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith." Yes.
Amen.
Okay. Okay. You gotta go.
I love you.
Love you too.
Brother Paul gave his heart to Jesus.
What's that?
A brand new broken.
Amen. I know it. I know it. Praise God. Yeah. Amen. Glory to God. Yeah. That's a good thing. A brother in the Lord. Glory to God. Now, just start thinking on all those good things that God's told us about, huh? Amen. I'm strong. I'm smart. Huh? Amen. And so, with this verse, you see, now, you know, sometimes I talk about my mama quite a lot. And I talk to her. I talk to her every Monday night, you know. And I thought about, when I was reading this verse, I thought about a couple of years ago when I was up in Minnesota. We had just gotten done eating at my mom's dining room table. And we were taking the leaf out of the table, going to make that table smaller again. And that leaf goes in a closet just in the same room, just a few feet away. I was in another room at this point. We were done eating. And I was just kind of looking around at some of my dad's stuff, you know, just in another room. And all of a sudden, I heard my mom scream. Now, she was trying to put that leaf
back
in the closet, and the leaf dropped. Now, this is a wooden leaf. It's a heavy leaf. This leaf dropped, the edge of that leaf dropped right on the center of her foot. And boy, did that hurt. And so now she's screaming. And I went a-running, man. I'm a-running because I don't know what's happened at this point. See, I don't know what's going on. And boy, her foot didn't look very good. And now, yeah. Huh? You want me to take that? Oh, it's for me. Oh, my goodness. Well, thank you. Thank you so much. Praise God. That's what I like. Thank you so much. Praise God. Thank you. Ooh, not like a good cup of black coffee. Ooh, heaven. And so, when I got into the room where my mama was, I could see what she was doing. She wasn't praying, but she was sitting down in a chair, and she was pointing at her foot. Now, all of a sudden, this pain, and really what appeared to be possibly a broken foot. This whole situation, she saw it as a mountain in her life. See?
What'd she do?
And so she began to speak and command that pain and whatever the situation was there, she was commanding it to be gone in Jesus' name. And then she began to pray. Now here's another side to this. Now here let me read the next verse here so this will make a little more sense. Mark 11:23 is talking about speaking to the mountain. Mark 11:24 is talking about prayer. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray. Now these are things that you desire. You see that? The mountain is something that you don't desire. It's something that doesn't come from God. And so you use the authority that you have in the name of Jesus to tell it to be gone. But now when there are things that you do want, things that come from God, see, James says, all good gifts and all perfect gifts come from the Father above. And so the good things, the things that we want, those are referenced here in this verse. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. And so then my mama, she spoke to the mountain. She spoke to the broken bones. She spoke to the pain. She spoke to all of those things that were negative, and she commanded it to be gone in the name of Jesus. And then she said, Father, I come to you as a child of God, and I thank you that your healing power flows into my foot right now, affecting a healing and a cure. I thank you, and I call my foot whole in Jesus' name. Now we sat there for a while. And I mean, my brother and my sister, their eyes were about twice as big as they normally were, you know, because they hadn't heard my mama speak quite like that before. And I'm thinking to myself, boy, you go, mama. I'm telling you now, she had said that authority just rose up in her, and she just immediately began to speak. And so we sat there a little bit, and she said, the pain is going away. Amen. And so we sat, talked a little bit, you know. And it got a little later in the evening. And she said, well, I believe I'm going to get up. And she got up and she started walking around. Not even a limp. Isn't that something? Now, she's 99 years old when this happened. And she understands the authority of the believer and how prayer works. Keep the switch of faith turned on. Don't ever quit. Amen. And so now she said, well, you know, it got late, and so she was going to go to bed. We all left. And so then the next morning, you know, here's these thoughts. Well, I wonder how mom is this morning, you know, after being in bed and the foot is just still for overnight. Is it swollen? Is it okay? Is it, you know, whatever. We went back to see her the next morning, and she's standing at the door waiting for us to show up. Big smile on her face. And we said, how are you doing, Mama? She said, I couldn't be better.
Hallelujah.
Now, we're talking about death and life in the power of the tongue. And I understand that we can say negative things and then cause negative things to happen in our lives. But there are also times when there are things that are negative in our life that we need to get rid of. And we can speak death to sickness and disease in our bodies and tell it to go. Tell cancer to die. Shrivel and die at the very root. See? We have that kind of authority in the name of Jesus.